8 minutes past seven, Premier Wendy, welcome back. How are you this morning?
Morning, Rafael. Yeah, good, thank you. Good to be with you.
Likewise. This is an ambitious feat. I think many South Africans have said, you know, they almost wish one could, you know, load a cart online of their own vaccines if they could. Happy to pay for a vaccine and not necessarily leave it to medical aid companies if we could secure the pipeline of it and ensure it gets to one's doorstep. And this is something that you're undertaking on behalf of the Western Cape. Won't you give us a perspective on your plan?
Yeah, thank you. So first of all, you know, obviously vaccine is going to be part of a strategy to get our province into a space that we can really start getting the economy back up and running. It's devastating to see what's happening in our economy. And, of course, it's always about the lives and livelihoods balance. When the detail was coming through on a vaccine program and then looking at supply and being told that we've only got one single national government supply, my own risk analysis instinct just suddenly said, hang on a second, we can't, you know, from a risk point of view, that make good business sense. So we've looked to see, I mean, obviously as a province, we have a co-constitutional mandate. There's a co-competency between national government and provincial government. We have a health department. We, as a province or provinces, you know, we administer health to our citizens. And so it makes sense legally. We've had a look at it, and it says that obviously we can procure. Whatever we do has got to be in the best interests of the province, the people of the province. That's what I'm elected to do. But it should also be in the best interests of South Africa. So if I can get another vaccine in, one vaccine means there's another one vaccine that's adding to help our country. But of course, I'm also doing it in the interests of our province.
And fair enough. Alan, I mean, is there not something to be said for maybe just applying your expertise within the national effort as opposed to alongside it?
Well, I mean, obviously what I will do is if I get supply, I mean, I will link it in with Minister Mkhize and say, listen, I've got another million doses. Obviously, you know, I want the bulk of them coming to our province. But, you know, if they're for frontline workers, if we've got a shortfall on healthcare workers, well, let's use those to fill in. And if I can get more than that and sooner than that, you know, obviously it's going to be in the interests of South Africa. I mean, we've already seen the supply that we are getting as a country doesn't look good. It looks like we're not going to get sufficient vaccine this whole year for our country. So I've got to try and find other supply. I must say that, number one, our own procurement processes have got to be finalized. So hopefully our teams are working on it, and hopefully Cabinet can sign off on that. Of course, I can't, you know, I'm not going to, you know, fall short on governance or procurement processes. And of course, everything has to be SAHPRA approved. I mean, that is we're not going to break the rules here when it goes to those.
And arguably,
those kind of things.
Yeah, arguably, I mean, we're selecting from the same pool. So everybody who's buying is going to have some kind of a SAHPRA oversight. But your point about the supply and the amount of supply, I mean, we're talking about, I think at this point, some 20 million is what's been discussed as secured, or at the very least close to secured. And it seems as though the difficulty that government is having is less to do with the funding, but actually the supply constraints from the manufacturers themselves. If a national government can't get beyond 20 million doses at this particular point, how does a provincial government?
So it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, I've had discussions with a number of the suppliers, and there's also the private sector supply, and then there's obviously the manufacturers themselves. And it's quite interesting. I mean, I'm not ready to do a full report yet. I want to first get the procurement processes in our government right, and then I'll do a report on who I've spoken to, what quantities I've been told we can get. It's actually quite interesting. It looks like a number of the manufacturers are actually supplying private sector supply as well as government supply. But I mean, I don't know. We'll see as that comes out. And then there's another thing that really does bother me is that, you know, across the world, we're all trying to get vaccines. There are a number of companies. Pricing is going to be a big issue for the next 3 months. I believe in 6 months' time or 8 months' time, there's going to be the opposite, because it's all supply and demand. At the moment, everybody's demanding not much supply. I think if another 20 vaccines get approved across the world, we're going to see a very different space happening quite quickly. So, we've got to make sure that we've got our rollout is slick and we're able to deal with it. And then our processes of getting the different vaccines in with their different logistics in how they've got to be handled across our province. But one more concerning area for me is the volume that have been ordered by many other countries. So Bloomberg puts out quite an interesting data analysis. And if you go and have a look at, they're busy tracking vaccines around the world, who manufactures, where they go to, and the volume that's been ordered. And if you have a look, I mean, it ranges from Canada and the UK, 3 vaccines per citizen, to the EU. I think they're averaging about 1.8 vaccines per citizen, and a number of countries sort of in between those two. So I've also written to our partner provinces around the world. So in Sao Paulo in Brazil, or in Quebec in Canada, and Bavaria in Germany, saying to them, if you've got too many vaccines to roll out, please bear us in mind. We would like to purchase those vaccines from you, those extra vaccines from you. Because obviously what's going to happen is the supply is going to start to catch up. And when it does, we need to make sure we've got them into our system.
Let's talk some numbers here, Alan. I mean, I imagine you've done this calculation as to the number of vaccines you would require to get us to herd immunity as a province. What proportion of, I mean, how many do you need for healthcare workers at the front line, and then, you know, for the vulnerable, or at the very least, the remainder of the 67%, let's say?
Okay, so the healthcare workers, just over 100,000. That's public and private. Under 5 million, 4.6 million doses for the province, if we are to get ourselves to the suggested herd immunity levels.
And do we have budget? I mean, how much are you budgeting for this particular exercise? The earnings that we have as a province are primarily the national transfer.
Correct. So, I mean, that also is part of the process that I'm talking about internally in government. My estimates are that we probably are going to, at the end of the day, have to budget for the poorest of the poor. I think there's a huge willingness that I've picked up from a number of economic sectors and business people saying we are very happy to pay for our own need and even help pay for those who we'll give you a one-for-one. So there's talk at the moment of sort of an extra fund. The sectors, like many people from the agri sector, are saying, you know, you just let us know what it costs, and we will make sure that everybody in the agri sector, the sector will cover the cost. And at the end of the day, it's if you just look at it alone at the price, and they vary. So, you know, $4 to $12 is the kind of average number that I'm being quoted, starting at $4 directly from AstraZeneca, and then ending up at $12.50 odd.
What's your upper limit? I mean, because we have a constrained, you know, their priorities that you've mentioned, like safety and security. I mean, what is the upper limit, and where does that money come from?
Okay, so initially what we would do is, and I mean, we did have a discussion yesterday with Treasury in the budget policy. We don't have a number yet, we would look at anywhere where we've got savings. But at the end of the day, I think the bulk of that funding will probably even come from private sector, saying yes, and we're very happy to kind of partner with you in this. And that, that's where it's got to be.
This is a complex one, because private sector has indicated its willingness at a national level. I mean, if we're thinking about the fact that vaccines are a public good, don't you think that you're creating a price discrepancy and discrimination within a country? I mean, what do we do if Moderna or Pfizer are getting offers coming from you and offers coming from Zweli Mkhize? Which one must he answer?
Sure. I mean, and it is interesting, because sometimes I do speak to some of these companies, and they say, yeah, last week I spoke to Dr. Mkhize. Well, then, of course, then I'm playing exactly the same place that he's playing, and, we need to go and have a look at another opportunity. I don't, that's not what this is about. This, for me, This is about saying, is there any other opportunity that we can get in the interests of the citizens of this province, who I am elected to look after as the best as I can. And of course, at the end of the day, I'm a South African. So, you know, whatever I can do, I want to do for the citizens of our province, but I'm going to do for South Africa as well.
And you'd be open to sharing with another province if there were space?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Thanks so much, Alan.
From day one, everything to do with COVID-19, you know, whatever we've done, if we've learned about something new, we've shared it.
Our field hospitals, CTICC, I know we took our stuff over to the Eastern Cape. I know we've been very supportive.
That's exactly what it's about.
Thanks a lot, Alan.
Catch
up soon,
much.
Premier. All right. I'm excited to hear more detail about those private suppliers, particularly if they take Visa. Premier Alan Windey.